This sermon was downloaded from spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
DCC, I know it's not my pastor. You are celebrating like this.
He said, yes, he just got it. I said, you don't know how to operate it. He said, yes. He said, I've pressed all the buttons. It's not playing. I said, why don't you call them? Then he called the company. Then they said, oh, sorry, you don't press. It's voice activated. I spoke in Ijebu Kingewa. They said, you speak to it. So we two now say, play. Then he answered, play what? Is it CD? CD? Ah! And God said, that's how your destiny is. Your destiny. Yeah. Your destiny is voice activated. Let heaven hear your voice. Let heaven hear your voice. Let heaven hear your voice. Hallelujah. Now listen. We were somewhere. Adults on one side, children on the other side. About 200 of them. And they were crying. You know what children do? And there's this woman that was speaking with me. Then all of a sudden say, ah, that's my child crying. I said, what? He said, yes. I said, no, children had been crying. He said, yes, my own didn't cry, just cry. I said, how did you know? Then she looked at me. It's my child. God knows everybody's son. I see how your voice of praise. I said, yeah! I'm grateful, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, this year, that's Psalm 92. We praise Him. He said we praise Him in the morning. We'll praise Him in the evening. We'll praise Him all day long. No, my life shouting glory to God. God is God. Thank you, Jesus. It's going to be from praise to praise, to praise, to praise, to praise. And I went into the shopping mall, and at least three people, I had masks. And at least three people would say, hey, ah, your PM's there, your PM's there. And then my friend say, ah, talk to me, I know your children. Oh, can we celebrate God for such good? Praise God. They taught me a lot of good things in the university, but one was a lie. They said the higher you go, the cooler it becomes. I've been going higher since then, and I've discovered the higher I go, the hotter it becomes. So I discovered that a big head has big problems. So a big head, we need a big lap to cool it down. The Bible never told us that Samson slept with Delilah. But the Bible said he put his head on her laps. There are laps that rejuvenate you. And there are laps. God gave me a lap that when I put my head there, even if it was malfunctioning, we functioned. Can you celebrate my wife for me, please? Hallelujah. Praise God. This fine girl was 50 last year. I told her some days ago, she's 50 counting on 18. Amen. Praise God. And the whole family is here. Can you imagine that? They all said they are coming for gaining momentum this year. This year you are gaining momentum. Nothing is stopping you. You are flying like an eagle. Your eyes are open. Your ears are hearing. You know, I've started prophesying. You will hear what others don't hear. You will see what others don't see. You will walk where they don't walk. You will flourish beyond comprehension. In the name of Jesus. All those your goals by March, everything is accomplished. You will have to set new goals in the name of Jesus. So will it be in Jesus' name. You can be seated. God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise God. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, God gave Hannah a baby boy. Year after year, just like gaining momentum, she comes to Shiloh. And her prayer point is only one thing. You know, many a times in life there are just some things you pray and you pray and you pray and you pray and it just seems to be evading you. And you know, she had a nice husband, good guy. And sometimes good guys don't bring forth good destiny. The husband said, don't worry about children. Am I not more to you? The husband was giving her more food. May food not take away your destiny. But God is a good God. When you are meant to flourish and you are getting frustrated, God will bring somebody around you to provoke you. Then Penina came. May God put a Penina around you this year. The problem with Penina is that Penina is a woman like her and she's flourishing where she thought she can't flourish. So the problem is the fact that you are provoked because you see somebody that is like you. You will have said the problem is Elkanah, but the problem is the both of you have the same husband. So the problem can't be this country. Some people are flourishing. Oh, did anybody get what I'm saying? If it's still in this economy, people are flourishing, you know. People are getting married, you know. People are having children. And that one was just having children. And the Bible said, Penina troubled her soul. Then one day, she got a revelation that God needed a prophet. And she needed a baby. Then she said, God, this is the deal. I give me what I want, I give you what you want. Many a times in life, if you give God what he wants, you get what you want. Find out what God wants. And one of the things God wants is worship. Because there used to be 3 W's in heaven, the Word, the Warrior, and the Worshipper. Did you get that? The Word, the beginning was the Word, the Word was God. That one is there, it's forever there. The Warrior is there, Angel Michael. When Angel Gabriel appears, he says, fear not. When Angel Michael appears, fear. And the Warrior is still there, but the Worshipper is no more. The Bible never told us that Lucifer played music. The Bible said he was music. Instrument, when he moves, music is made. That is why the music ministry, be careful, because there is no other ministry the devil knows like music ministry. He's the only one that is no longer there. No wonder Jesus said, the Father seeketh such. The word seek there means to stand with an outstretched neck. That's what he's looking for. And where he finds it, a tabernacle. He abides in the praises of his people. So she said, God, just give me a son. You got a prophet. And that was the deal. And the Bible says in 2 Samuel chapter 2, she does something very strange. So she put the boy was perpetually living in the temple. But the Bible said in verse 19, every year, she will sew him a new dress for a new year. Every year. I guess it's because maybe last year's dress is not good enough for this year. Oh, you didn't get that. I came as a father in this house to say your blessing last year is too small. Yeah. That testimony last year is too small. That thing you are celebrating last year is too small. Those big people things that happened last year is too small. I brought you a new dress. 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 Yesterday's bread will not do for today. Yesterday's manna will not be sufficient for today. Give us today the daily bread. Though this year I told God we don't want daily bread, we want daily bakery. We don't want small bread. Bread. Bakery. Another thing is maybe because he had outgrown last year's dress. And there are things you have outgrown. Oh, and you are moving into a better one. Hey, you are moving into a better one. But there is something very funny about mothers. I don't know if you know. Mothers will take your measurement and still bring you a cloth that is bigger than you. They will use broom to measure your leg. And they measure correctly. But when the shoe comes, oh, come on now. Anybody know what I'm talking about? When the shoe comes, you're like, Mommy, did you buy this yourself? But Mommy knows what you don't know. That I'm not buying for January.
Hey, what's going to happen to you in gaining momentum? God will give you a blessing bigger than you. He will give you a miracle bigger than you. He will get you a job you are not qualified for. You will step into miracles you cannot imagine. You will enter into blessings nobody can imagine. You will look at yourself and look at the blessing and say, how did I get here? God is about to shock you. God is about to surprise you. You are about to see things you have never seen before. You are entering to newness, into a greater realm, greater blessings, greater miracle. Somebody shout, yeah!
Sit down. So Psalm 92, PK, received a word from God, and the Bible said God sent a word to Jacob, became a light unto Israel. So the word God gives your pastor is a light for the year. The Bible said this light, we have light. And Psalm 92 is where we got the word flourishing from. But maybe you don't know, maybe I should start by telling you that there is only one psalm in the Bible that they call the Psalm of the Shabbat. And that's Psalm 92. The only psalm that David sat down and wrote concerning Shabbat is Psalm 92. In fact, the way verse 1 started, it must translate a song for the Shabbat day. And you know, Shabbat talks about rest. Oh, somebody's entering into rest. Somebody's entering into rest. Your warfare is over. 2019 was preparation. 2020 was disruption because of COVID. 2021 was adjustment. 2022 was recovery. But 2023 is flourishing. You have come the full circle. You are no longer struggling. You are no longer fighting. You are entering into your rest. So God said, Shabbat is for us to rest. Then Sabbath is for us to have a restoration, to recuperate. That which you thought you have lost, you have not lost them all. They were saved for you. Oh, and when God brings them back, he's coming pressed down, shaking together, running over. And of course, it's for flourishing. It's for flourishing. Oh my. Look at that verse 12. It said, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. It shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. I love the way Amplified it. See the way Amplified it. Give me Amplified version. He said the uncompromisingly righteous, like the dead. There's another Amplified plus. You don't have that one. Alright. The uncompromisingly righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He now explained what flourish means. The first one is long live. We are not burying you this year. You know, you have no option. Kinegan pastored the church once, about 200 people, but nobody can die without permission. So you go to him and say, excuse me, Bro Hagen, I'm actually thinking of going up to be the Lord. He said, no, you can't go. He said, one woman was sick. And Egan went to pray for him, and the woman said, no, don't pray for me, because I'm old, I'm ready to die. He said, yes, get healed first, then die later. And the woman said, how will I now die if I don't get sick? He said, no, the Bible said they give up the ghost. You don't need to be sick to die. One woman came and said, well, I think I want to go, I'm 82. Egan said, yes, but Opa Smith is 84. Sister Sarah is 85. So after they've gone, I'll release you. So I'm telling you this year, you can't go nowhere. When we say you flourish, we mean you live long. The Bible said with long life, will I satisfy you. When I'm 80, this is how you know I will grow some hair. I will put pattern between my hair. And I'll come to gaining momentum in wicked jeans. Because I don't want Zion. Hey! And I'll be doing like this. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. So to flourish means to live long. You will live long. Oh, you didn't hear me. I said you will live long. I love the second meaning of flourish in Amplified. He said to be stately. You know, stately. To look like the presidential candidate. Stand up, show me stately. You let your neighbor see you stately. Ah! I didn't know you people look like this, so you fine where. You are very, very stately. Look at your neighbor now. Look at, you are stately, oh, tell your neighbor, I'm flourishing. The next one means you are upright. You are not going down. The next one means you are useful. You are full of use. There is no downtown. There is no, I didn't get job. There is no, they didn't give me contract. You are useful in God's house. You are useful in your career. You are not useful. Useless is a bad word, though. It means you are useless. Use below capacity. Not this year. No, 2023. We are not playing, no. We are not the play. This 2023. Use! Then look at it. He said, and fruit. Not just bearing fruit. The fruit is food. Look at PMO. I like her a lot. My only problem was whenever I want to prophesy another baby, she will run. She said, Reverend, the one you prophesy is, I've seen them. I don't want again. Eh? And the Bible said they are meant to surround the table. Maybe I should change the table of the house. The table is too small. Ha! Look at your neighbor and say, this year, I'm fruitful. He said, then we grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Majestic, stable, stable. Durable. I love this one. Incorruptible. You can't lure me to do Yahoo. Listen to me. If you do Yahoo this year, you enter into Yawa. Yeah, we will make dollars without Yahoo. Dollars will look for us. No Yahoo. If you do runs this year, you will run out. If you are not saying amen, I'm suspecting you. Tell your neighbor. If you are not saying amen, I'm suspecting you. If you do hook up, you will go down. Upright. Flourishing means upright. This generation, they are funkinized everything. They don't sleep around. It's not fornication. It's hook up. It's not prostitution. It's not corruption. It is osu. Are you whining God? God knows what you are doing. You can paint it a different name. God knows what you are doing. But this year we are flourishing. Go to three people, tell them, I'm not hiding, I'm flourishing. I'm not. This 2023, I'm not hiding. I'm flourishing. I'm not hiding. I am flourishing. Sit down. Matthew chapter 5 verse 14. Pastor Jerome, Mrs. Magbukwe, thank you, Pastor Femi. You have one of the best names in this world. All Femis are anointed. I'm telling you, that's my name. It means God loves me. Some people say Yoruba demons bear that name. I don't know the meaning of that. But Femi is from God.
Matthew chapter 5 verse 14, Jesus speaking, say, you are the light of the world, the city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. Shout it again. This 2023. I cannot be hidden because I'm flourishing. Verse 15 said, neither do men light a candle and put it under the bushel, but on a candlestick, and give a light unto all of them that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Three reasons why you need to flourish and not hide yourself. Number one, you are the light. You are the light. You are the light. People are looking for you. There is darkness. Bible says, darkness will cover the heart and cross darkness. That's chapter 60 verse 1. The people. But you see, when light comes, except you don't grow up in Nigeria, nothing brings jubilation like up NEPA. Hello? Anybody knows what I'm talking about? Nothing brings jubilation like up. Light. Light. That is who you are. When you marry into that family, light has entered that family. When you got that job, light enter into that job. You are the light. Verse 14. A city that is set on a hill. You cannot be hid. Number 2, in verse 15, he said, your light is needed for the whole house. That's the problem. That is why you cannot afford to be hiding. You have to be flourishing this year because your community needs you. The whole community, they need you. They need to be grateful for you. Look, oh my God. There was a woman in Matthew chapter 9, the woman with the issue of blood. Before her, Jesus, we have to give a word of knowledge, give a commandment before people get healed. Go and check your Bible. Before the woman with the issue of blood, every healing started with Jesus. But this woman cannot even let people know she was there. Because she had an issue of blood, she was not meant to come out. So she said, if I can't talk to him, then I can touch him. And if I can touch the hem, what a revelation. The hem of his garment. I shall be. And Bible said, Amplified said, she kept on saying to herself. She kept on saying to herself. She kept on saying to herself, if I can touch them of his garment. Matthew chapter 9, 21. And she touched them of his garment and she was made whole. The first woman ever. Is it not surprising then that in Matthew chapter 14, verse 35, the Bible said when they knew Jesus was going to pass, all the men in the area gathered themselves together saying, we will touch him and get healed. That woman's revelation became a light to the whole nation. All of a sudden, they now know that you don't need to talk to Jesus to be healed. You don't need Jesus to call your name to be healed. Some of you are waiting for prophets that will come and call your name. God knows your name already. Did you get what I'm saying? I was to preach in Austria. And the pastor said to me, he said, well, we're excited to have you. But my people are asking you, they see? I said, I'm not blind. They say, yes, but you, they see. I said, what does that mean? They want somebody that will come and talk about the color of their pants. Demonic influences. God knows my name. He does not call me Wos. No. No. He knows my name. What you need is a revelation. Psalm 36 verse 9 said, in your light we can see light. So, one light, the whole house. Number 3, verse 16 said, your shining will make us glorify God. Do you know that glorifying God sometimes depends on your testimony? We had, Reverend TJ, my wife said to me last Sunday of the year, he said, let's have a testimony service. My God, I had testimony. Somebody said he was so much in debt he couldn't believe it. But now it is bills that is owing him. That is not owing bills. Bills is owing him. He said because he has paid in advance on all the bills. That will be your testimony this year. People are giving testimony not about getting employment, but owing gas plants across the nation. Everywhere. I was hearing testimonies of my testimony. Then the next Tuesday, we were in Abeokuta. Then we joined the service online and the testimonies just continue and they couldn't even close the service. And you know, we teach testimony, we say glory to God. talking to you today because the Lord said to me that the greatest problem with flourishing is when you hide yourself. That is why Jesus said, that was his first message. He was saying, you are the light of the world. Your light should light the house. People should see your eyes and give God glory. Your light, give God glory. And you know this hiding thing. The first reaction to man's failure was to hide. You remember? Genesis 3:8. They said, and Adam and his wife eat themselves. And verse 10, when God spoke to them, they said, and he said, I had thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid. And because I was naked, I hid myself. There are three reasons why people are hidden and not flourishing. Who is hiding you? That's my question. Years ago, I was flying into the country from UK, and the Lord said to me, stop hiding. I heard it was like a voice of a man. They said to me, stop hiding. I said, me? He said, yes. And he started telling me where I've been hiding. So there are three kinds of people that hide you. Number one, you hide yourself sometimes. Genesis 3:10. That is what Adam said. He said, and I hid myself. I hid myself. Sometimes, maybe inferiority complex. Maybe lack of understanding. But people hide themselves. You are not flourishing. It's not a, like Reverend Kay said, flourishing is a commandment. It's a commandment. God, all you need to do is, yes, sir. But God said, flourish. Let me give your neighbor an Holy Ghost help and say, stop hiding yourself. Do you know that Jesus was advised by his brothers that were not believers to stop hiding himself? And he obeyed. In fact, I found it very, John chapter 7, verse 3. His brother said to him, depart from here and go to Judea. Leave this village. That your disciple may see your works that you are doing. Verse 4. For no one does anything in secret. While he himself seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, show yourself. The Passion Translation put it like this. No one can see what you are doing here in the backwoods of Galilee. How do you expect to be successful and famous if you do all these things in secret? Now is your time. Go to Jerusalem. Come out of hiding. Tell your neighbor, come out of hiding. Come out of hiding. And show the world who you are. When they said that to Jesus initially, Jesus Christ said, no, my time has not yet come. But if you read down, Jesus Christ said, no. He went to that same festival. And he went secretly, but after a while, he showed himself by going to the temple and started teaching them. And his ministry exploded. Jesus listened to his unbelieving brothers. Don't miss tomorrow morning. I want to teach you how to find simple solution to complex problems. Because that is the key to flourishing. And they are simple. And some of them might not look like spiritual. The brothers of Jesus, they were not believers that time. But they stop hiding yourself. If these things you say you are doing is true, let people see it. Many of us, we are like a man winking in the dark. You know you are doing something, but nobody else will see it. Come to the light. Get an Instagram page. There are some of you here. We are praying for you to get husband. You find, no, you are spiritual. We now recommend the husband to go check you on Instagram. It's private. Money you don't have. Husband you don't have. What are you? What is? Let me look at somebody and say, come out of hiding. Let's see your face now. What are we now praying about? We can't even locate you. You know, somebody said, what's the definition of a dead man in this generation? He said, type their name into Google. At least if you have a Facebook account, your name should come out. Somebody said, no, me, I'd like to not people to see what I'm doing, Bushman. Greatness is like pregnancy, can't be hidden. Can be hidden. And some of you are very funny. January to December, you are afraid of village people. December, you use your money to buy bus ticket to go to the village. What kind of thinking is that? And you are praying against village people, January, village people, February, March, April. And they sit where they are, you went to meet them. And I said, I don't want to be on Facebook. I don't want them to. No, they've seen you. They didn't even see Facebook. They saw you physically. The prayer of Jesus told him, stop hiding yourself. Come into the open. Number two, sometimes other people try to hide you. Look at Exodus 2:2. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him. And you know, this country especially, okay, Pastor Jerome is a Briton. Amen. You are British, you are not African, so you don't know what I'm talking about. In Africa, every boss is trying to hide you. Eh? If you are learning mechanic, when they want to do the complex job, they tell you to go and buy Amala. So you can be there for 7 more years. If you are learning out also, when they want to do the main work, go and help me get water. They hide people. But I love the next verse. Oh, look at verse 3. She hid him. But when she could no longer hide him, I decree and declare, as your amen with thunder, no man can hide you again. No economy can hide you. No company can hide you. No boss can hide you. I speak as a prophet of God. I call you out of it. You are coming into the light. You are flourishing now. You are flourishing now. You are flourishing now. You are flourishing now. In the name of Jesus, they can no longer hide you. I remember my dad being an African man. When I started getting blessed a little, he called me one day. He said, oh, you got another car? I said, yes, somebody gave me. He said, fine. So I was going. Then he called me back. Then he spoke to me my language in Yoruba. He said, but let me just tell you, teach you any baton for what bunio, which means that if your germ is growing, you use your hand to cover it. I said, yes, as a good boy, I was going. Then the Holy Spirit spoke through me. Then I turned back, said, Daddy, don't want me about canker. What if my hand, because what God is about to do for you in 2023, you yourself can't cover it. You cannot, what is your hand? Your hand is too small. They will hear of you. They will see you. Either they like it or yes. Wherever they talk, they will see you there. They will see you prosper. They will see you go far. They will hear your testimony. You will be in their face. Either you like it or yes. God will showcase you. Give God a shout. Sit down. I have an auntie like that. Lived a long time in the UK. Came to our house. And I was eating. And my mommy gave me tea and gave me bread. And I dipped my bread into my tea. And she said, stop that! You don't eat like that in London. The last time I checked, I'm in Ibadan. Then they were showing on TV Chief Zebrudaya, a.k.a. alias, thank you. Then she said, stop watching that. They don't speak like that in London. So I carried my plate. I was going to the kitchen. He said, stop dragging your feet like that. They don't walk like that in London. Then I stood and leant against the wall. Don't rest against the wall. They don't do that in London. I said, that London will done. One day I will get there. Pastor Jerome, fortunately for me, I'd been to South Africa, I'd been to Botswana, and a few America before I went to London. Sorry, when I got there, I said, is this the London? Some place in Abuja is even finer. In fact, I thought it was 419 they did me. Because as I enter into it, it was like, but I can't need the cab. Did this place just circle 7 hours? And drop me in Shomolu. So one day, I was in London, then she called my mom and said, I just saw in the newspaper that your son is speaking somewhere in London and he didn't ask of me. So my mom called me and told me I didn't answer. Another time, she called my mom. I saw your son on TV now. He's in London. He didn't ask of me. My mom told me I didn't answer. The third time, she told my mom, I saw a billboard, big one, your son's picture is there. He didn't ask of me. I said, mommy, tell her they don't ask for people in London.
What they used to harass you, God will give you mouth. You are coming out of hiding. You are coming into limelight. You are flourishing this year. You will flourish forward. You will flourish to the left. You will flourish to the right. In the name of Jesus. Sit down. So sometimes you hide yourself. Sometimes other men hide you. Number three, sometimes the devil tries to hide you. He tried it with Jesus. Matthew 2:13. Angel appeared to Joseph in a dream. He said, take Jesus and run to Africa. Africa is the place to run to in trouble. Until I bring you a word. For Herod will seek the young child. So they went to hiding in Egypt. Even Jesus. By love, verse 19. This was verse 13, verse 19. But when Herod was dead, I stand today with the auction of God upon my life. Every demonic conspiracy, every demonic alliance that says you will not flourish this year, that says you will not prosper this year, we fight them by the anointing. In the name of Jesus. Herod died. The angel appeared again and said, them that seek the life of the boy, they are no more. Them that seek for you to flourish, they will no longer be around. I didn't hear your amen. Number four, sometimes situation try to hide you instead of flourishing. In Esther chapter 2 verse 6, we saw a young girl that was hidden by situation. She was an orphan, no father, no mother, adopted by her uncle. Number two, she was a refugee in her country. Everything conspired to hide her. But when it is her time, when young woman mature, who no go no, it's your time this year. If the devil can't stop you from entering this year, he can't stop you from flourishing. They conspire, did everything. But when the time comes, she still became the first lady. Where are the first ladies in this church? I've not seen some. Oh, that is not here. Oh, the choir does not have any first lady material. But I love this one. Number five. Sometimes it is God that hides you. Sometimes. Psalm 17 verse 8. He said, God, keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. From the wicked that oppress me. From my deadly enemies who compass me about. Psalm 27 verse 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold this beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. So God has a hiding place for his treasured soldiers. And some of you have been wondering, I was ready in 2019. God is just hiding you. Yeah. He hid Jesus. Remember, until the people that were against you were no more. Sometimes we are like, God is an archer. We are the arrow. He put us in the bar. And he looked as if they are picking other ones. They left you there. Because an archer knows that not every arrow is good for every situation. The best arrow, you don't shoot it when the wind is boisterous. So sometimes God looks at the scenario and say, it's not your time yet, but you are pumping. I'm ready. I'm God. You say, no. I have a specific assignment. And many a time you see him put his hand into the thing and bring out somebody else. He said, me. He said, not you. He's not hiding you because he hates you. He's hiding you because he's protecting you. It's not time. And it's very funny because when he eventually pick you, you are rejoicing. Hey, the time has come. Then he puts you in and still pull you back. Because the more he pulls you back, the farther you can go. So now you understand. So, somebody shout, I see! No wonder! That's why. He's keeping you for a particular time. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hid me. He shall set me up upon a rock.
now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. See, when he said I offer sacrifices of joy, what's a sacrifice? Sacrifice is what you cannot afford but yet to give. So what do I do when I'm waiting? Offer sacrifice of joy. Dance like you would have danced if it had happened. Rejoice like you will rejoice as if it had happened. That people will be confused. Is she really pregnant? Has it happened? Hello? You've gotten it. When you can keep on rejoicing, knowing that the flourishing is here. It's not what will happen, it's what had happened. Just cooperate with it. Three things you should never hide. Number one, don't hide your talent. Don't blend in, stand out. My problem with believers in this generation is that you blend in too much. You don't want to upset things. You are a believer. Pray in tongues. You pay for yourself, you pay for your character. When you are there, bless your food. Did you see the new prime minister in UK during COVID putting those sacrifices in front of his door? Not his house, his government house. Putting sacrifices there. But you, like in a Copeland, we call it headache prayers. You want to bless your food, look around. And they're asking, oh, you got headache? And you can't even tell them, I'm praying. I was on the flight one day. And you know, it was business class. It was room. But I was praying. And the guy said, oh, what are you doing? I said, I'm praying. He said, it's a strange language. I said, yes. Yakato yagali promokurika. It's a strange language, but it's a powerful language. Yakate lege yigalaba. Why are you intimidated by people that didn't bless you? That don't care if you... My pastor here does a lot of consulting for major corporations. They were doing one training for a mega... I don't want to mention the name, mega company. And he forgot his schedule. So he went to knock the next door neighbor, one of the directors, a lady, to ask for the schedule. He said when the lady opened the door, the lady had on of a cow with cowries. She was making incantation. My brother said, my pastor said he was shaking. I guess I said, can I help you? She was not even ashamed. He said, schedule. He said, pick it on the table. And she kept on. And you to pray some Yagato ga. Ugalege yi gelaba. Uba ga yi galaga. Ekelege lugo yi galaba. Yakato aga. We pray this year. We pray in the market. We pray on the flight. We pray at work. Akoto lege yi galaba. Oketo ge yi ga go. Some of you are saying happy holidays. Your mouth like holiday. It's Merry Christmas. Idel this, Idel that. They call it Idel fully. They didn't say happy holiday, Idel Malu. Idel. It now comes to your own. The only festival that has Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing. You join them to say happy holidays. Even compliments of the season, I don't want. Merry Christ. If I just make the Christ capital letter. Christmas means the celebration of the anointing and the anointed one. Don't hide your talent. If you can sing, sing. Don't care that the rest of us can sing. I jokingly say in my house, some people sing soprano. May I sing surprising? But it's okay. Sing is sing. Amen. God loves my voice like that. Not everybody's voice is good for Sunday morning choir. Some of us is for every morning shower. When you enter into the shower, how great thou art. Modulate. God loves your modulation like that. Sing on key. Kill. God understands your key. Don't hide your talent. Matthew 25:25. The guy said, I was afraid and I hid it.
and the master was annoyed. Don't hide it. If I give it to you, use it. Number two, don't hide your covenant heritage. Stop saying I'm spiritual. Anybody can be spiritual. If our worshippers can be spiritual, tell them I'm a Christian. PK. You know why I love PK as my son? I love his boldness. He bought a car some time ago. You know the plate number? I tied. Jump into the river now. Die. The plate number is I tied. Go crazy. It's my car. And I tied. Made both of them align. Every other thing, your problem. Stop hiding God that did not hide you. Mordecai said to Esther in Esther chapter 4 verse 14, if you hold your peace, enlargement and deliverance will come from somewhere else, but it is you that will suffer. Number three, stop hiding your destiny. You are not too small. Oh, Pastor Femi, I found this very amusing. When David said, I want to kill Goliath, you know what Saul said? He's so stupid. Saul said, you can't fight him, oh, because you are a youth. But that guy has been fighting from his youth. And I'm a youth. And I want to fight. And you say I should not fight. A guy that has been fighting from his youth. So he became big because he was fighting. But me, I should not fight. No, it's not everybody you listen to. Stop hiding your destiny. Stop trying to be blending. When God is saying, flourish. Flourish takes some boldness. They will look down on you. They will talk about you. They will say funny things. Have I not told you my story before? A friend of mine came to my small office in those days with his girlfriend and said, so Femi, tell me again that your ministry, what's the name? I said, what that place? He said, no, say everything. Me too, mumuciously. I said, what that place, Mission International. They started laughing. They were rolling on the floor. I said, what? He said, no, say it again. Me too, I say it. They will be rolling on the floor. Say it again. After a while, I said, what? They said, it's not international. You go from Abule Egba to Ikongusi. Ikongusi to Akure, Akure to Bini. Bini to worry. International. I pretended as if he didn't pay me. I did like this. But when they left, as I closed the door, I told my back again, oh, God, you're the one that called it international. You're the one. It's not me that said, you call me international. God said, shut up. Have I changed my mind? I'm living here now for Paris, Paris to New York, New York to Toronto. In February, first weekend, I'm preaching in Winnipeg. Second weekend, I'm back here. Third weekend here. Last weekend, I'm back to London. Then the next one, I'm doing three nations. Every month, about three nations. Don't hide your destiny. Call it international. All your business is on WhatsApp. You are CEO. You are chief. You are executive. You are officer. Is it not your life? What is their business? You are CEO. Chief. Executive. Officer. That's you. Look yourself in the mirror and chief executive officer. Blow yourself kiss. Catch it by yourself. Put it here. 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 21. The prophet came and said the person to be king is Saul. Verse 22. But he went to hide himself in this stuff. Verse 22 said, therefore they inquired of the Lord, where is this man that should be king? And God said he hid himself among the stuff. Stop hiding yourself among the stuff. God says flourish. Come out boldly with your full chest. Did you hear me? With your full chest. People will talk. Oh. I woke up one day. PM has sent me 22 messages. I counted. She was preaching. They put it on social media. They attack from every blogger. Hey, she said feminist. She said, they. I told her, I said, welcome to the club. It's part and parcel.
Do you know some, the Bible says, bless a man. If you read in Amplified, he will say, happy, fortunate, to be envied. He comes in the package. You want to be happy? You want to be fortunate? They will envy you. Get ready to be envied. They don't need to like you. God loves you. Flourish. Stop hiding. Start flourishing. Why do people hide themselves? Let me close. So many things to say. Why do they hide themselves and they don't flourish? Number one, lies of the enemy. You are not good enough. You are not fine enough. You are not beautiful enough. And it's interesting because those are the things God is looking for. Bible said God uses the fool to confound the wise. So it is that thing you think disqualifies you. Sincerely, that's your qualification. I was in Italy one day. A group of ministers were eating together. I'll never forget that meeting because I finished preaching. They said some of the royalties in this place wants to take you to dinner. If they ever offer to take you to dinner in Italy, don't go. It's 12 course. And once they put you at the head of the table, you can't go. By the time I had the third one, I wanted to go. When I wanted to stand up, you can't go, sir. Say, why? Say, you are the guest of honor. God did not send me here to eat. One of the questions they asked me, they said, what's the airport in your city like? I said, my city. I said, our airport is Comatose. I live in Ibadan. They said, what does that mean? I said, it's not really functioning. And you travel all over the world. Yes, now the shoe must not tell the leg how far to grow. Your circumstances cannot tell you how far you can go. Your God was born in a manger. What else is your excuse? And you know, even the wise men were stupid. You know why? Because they were looking for the king. They went to the king's house. They don't know God does not do that. They should have gone to the face may I face you. That is why when God deliberately blesses you in a way that you will know is God. That there is no, this is not family inheritance, this is not smartness, this is no. This is just God. Lies of the enemy. Genesis chapter 3, verse 11, 12. They said, the devil told them, eat and we eat. Then we had to hide ourselves. Number two, low self-esteem. I hate that one. Low self-esteem. Ha! It is you that mark your script. And you mark yourself low. Ha! You are the jury and the executor. You are the examiner over your life. And you mark, no, not me. In fact, ask my children, I tell it every time. Anybody taller than me, I'm so sorry, you are too tall. If you are shorter than me, you are too short. If you are fatter than me, go and diet, you are too fat. If you are slimmer than me, go to Mr. Biggs, you are too slim. In fact, if you are finer than me, you are too fine. That's why my wife did not marry you. I'm the best at being myself. I love him. I look at myself, you know, I say, fine boy, no pimples, chubby cheeks, pink lips and bald head with sweat beard. How do you want it? I don't get it. If nobody praise you, praise yourself. Low self-esteem. For where? There is none like me. He made me special for me. When he finished making me, throw away the mold. Hallelujah. The greatest argument of late in my house is who is finer. Me, the old King James Version, or my son, the Revised Standard Version. And unfortunately, everybody in the house is supporting him, including my wife. I'm not reporting now, I'm just... But I still believe in myself. Hallelujah. Fine boy, no pimples. Chubby cheeks and pink lips. Bald head. It doesn't get better than that. Believe in yourself. To flourish, you can't have low self-esteem. Because flourishing means what God is bringing. You don't qualify. But your disqualification is your qualification. Spiegel's word can read. He was a plumber. God use him. What are you talking? I think that you mean that started the redeem, can't read. Can't speak English. Used to go to Kenehagen camp meeting with Pastor Deboya as interpreter. So what's your problem? God came and said in Judges chapter 6 verse 12, oh mighty man of valor, oh mighty man of valor, they have not come. Oh, mighty man of valor. Ah, if you go straight, then you turn left. Then you go straight. You will see them there. Oh, mighty man of valor. Oh. Eh? It's okay. Is you? Me? Ah, you don't understand. Sir, our state is the smallest in the country. Now, our city is the smallest in our state. Our local government is the smallest in the city. Our family is the smallest. So, we are the smallest of the smallest of the smallest. That's why God chose him. And you see, that was still his mentality. When God said, I want to use it, he went to gather everybody. God said, there are too many. Ah! God does not win by many or by few. Number three reason, fear. When Jesus healed that woman, Luke chapter 8, verse 47, she went to hide herself. And Jesus Christ said, somebody touch me. Then the woman said, when I heard your voice, I was afraid. Don't let fear keep you this year. Don't let fear keep you. Don't let fear keep you. You know what I've discovered? Can I tell you the truth? Can I tell you the truth? All of us, we still have fear. Eh? We still have fear. But we do it with the fear. Yes. To propose to my wife, I was afraid. But I still did it. Eh? I still did it. Somebody said to me, he said, man, you are so confident every time you preach. I said, every time I preach, and I preach sometimes 3 times a day. I said, every time I preach, before I go, I'm still saying, God, help me. You see, that is what God even needs. Don't let fear stop you. 2023, we are buying the land. We are getting the car. Oh, we are doing the wedding. We are launching the book. We are giving the millions. Anybody get what I'm saying? You are building the house. I had a testimony from DCC today. He said, Papa, every time you say that, it's not how much they sell. It's how much you can afford that matters. Because when they were selling car cheaply in this country, I couldn't afford it. It's when it is very expensive, I can afford it. Said they tried to buy a property for 150 million, 180 million. They couldn't afford it, but it was 350 million. Now they got it. That's your testimony too. That's your testimony. This year, they will hear. We will flourish. It's not even up to us. Either we like it or yes. We can't be hidden. I want you to live here today. Keep on saying to yourself, I cannot be hidden. I'm flourishing. I can't be hidden because I'm flourishing. I can't write it on your book. Put it on your wall. Put it on your WhatsApp status. Put it on Instagram. Let everybody hear it. Let everybody know it. I can't be hidden because I am flourishing. Because when God says flourish, you know, I love that Genesis chapter 1, the PM quoted. One, the ancient Hebrews translation said, God said, let there be light and light beat. Let there be fishes and fishes beat. If God says it, God sees it. The Bible says God cannot lie. It didn't mean he does not lie. It means he can't lie. If God does not say what he does not mean, if God mistakenly says, look at you, big head, your head will just go big. So when God says flourish, he has said it. He has said it. Don't dull. Don't hide. Flourish. Stand on your feet, everybody. Are you blessed tonight? Somebody shout, I'm not hiding. I'm flourishing. I am not hiding. I am flourishing. This 2023, I'm not hiding. I'm flourishing. In the name of Jesus. Now, two things will happen. Some of your enemies will have hypertension. Because it will be too much. And we won't hide it. There are even some blessings you can't hide. I sat beside, don't tell anybody I told you, I sat beside Daddy Gio of late. He was wearing sandal. But when I look at that sandal, I said to myself, Daddy, you can't deceive us.
This and that. My suit, my shoe, my trousers, my underpants, my wristwatch. If you sell everything, you can't buy that sandal. You get blessed. The Bible said the vision for an appointed time, he will speak. You speak initially, but the vision will speak eventually. This is the year the vision will speak. I told them in our church last Sunday, I said some years have questions. 2019, 2020, 2021. Why God? What God? When God? Where God? Questions. But some years have answers. This is the year. This is the year of answers. This is the year everything will now make sense. That you say, okay. Years ago, we wanted to roof a 3,000-seat auditorium. And we called Tower Aluminium to come. And they came. And they gave us a bill. Then it was not even much. It was about some millions. Then they came back. They said because of the inflation and everything and everything, the thing had gone 4 times. I didn't know what to do. And they said, if you don't make a deposit, it will increase again. I turned to the accountant. I said, where of that money I told you to keep? He said, you also told me, sir, to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The money is gone. Wow. I didn't know what to do. And when people come, they ask me what is happening. I explain to them. So one of my sons came, I was explaining to him, can you imagine this one? No. They said, when we come back, they now said, the boy said, okay, sir. I said, what are you mean? So he said, it's okay now. I said, what do you mean okay now? You are not hearing me. So Tower Aluminium now came. They now said, he said, it's okay now. I said, yeah, say it's okay now. Don't you get what I'm saying? He said, it's okay now, sir. Let them come. I'll pay for it. I said, oh, okay. Okay. It's okay now. Oh, I don't know that. Oh, it's okay now. This is the year you understand it's okay now. Oh, in the name of Jesus. I stand as a covering over this house. I decree and declare, you can't die this year. You will prosper this year. You will flourish in your business. You will flourish in your career. You will flourish in your family. In the name of Jesus. That situation that wants to wipe you out cannot wipe you out. You will flourish in your body. Your health will flourish. Your health will flourish. I come against the asthma. I come against the diabetes. I come against the infertility. In the name of Jesus, you will flourish in your ministry. The Bible said the gift of a man will make room for him. I'm your gift in this house. I make room for you. I make room for you to flourish. You will flourish forward. You will flourish backward. Whithersoever you turn, you will flourish. The only noise we hear this year is congratulations. 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 In the name of Jesus. Where men are faltering, you will be flourishing. Where men are falling, you will be flourishing. Where men are losing, you will be flourishing. Where they are saying there is a casting down, you will be saved. There is a lifting up. I command you to flourish. I command you to flourish. I command you to flourish in the name of Jesus. So will it be in Jesus' name. Give God a shout. Hear me, everybody. Listen to me. This flourishing, a tree does not flourish when it's alone. Once you take a branch away from a tree, it dries up. Our flourishing is because we are attached to Christ. There might be somebody here. You love what I've said. It resonates with you. But you cannot say you are born again. It does not work like that. You are in Nigeria. Everything in this country takes connection. Even in heaven, it takes connection. You have to be connected to Him for things to work. If you are here under the sound of my voice, you know you are born again. You know if you die now, you make heaven. You know you've given your life to Jesus. Lift up your hand wherever you are. Anybody like that, you are born again. Lift it above your head. Flourish now. Don't hide yourself. God bless you. God bless you. Put down your hand. If you didn't put up your hand, I love your sincerity. but I want to pray for you. It's either you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or you are not sure if you die now, you make heaven. All I want to do is pray for you. If you are here anywhere, lift up your hand. I want to pray for you. You didn't raise up your hand the first time. And God bless you. God bless you. Can you do me a favor? Can you come to me? I want to shake you. I want to pray for you. Can you come? Can you come? If you are upstairs, come. I'll wait for you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. See how we are rejoicing that you are coming. God bless you. See how we are rejoicing. See how happy we are. You are our brother. You are our sister. We are happy. This is the greatest flourishing. Come on, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. I see him coming from upstairs. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. Keep coming, keep coming. If you're outside, you can come. Oh my God. Oh my God. This is the greatest flourishing. This is the greatest flourishing. Wherever you are, keep coming. I'll wait for you. I'll wait for you. You might have been a Christian before, but you backslide and you want to give your life again. Come, come, come. God bless you. God bless you. God bless. Oh, I'm so excited. This is flourishing. This is flourishing. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the club. Welcome, 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 welcome. Give me your hand. Let me shake you, sir. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. If you are still coming, you can still come. Yo, thank you. Thank you. Don't turn back. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Don't turn back. Keep coming. Keep coming. Don't turn back. Keep coming. Keep coming. Don't turn back. Keep coming. Hallelujah. Keep. Oh, my God. Thank you. Ah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If you are in front of me, put your right hand on your chest. Repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I give my life to you. You died for me and you rose again because of me. So today I give my life to you. Take it, Lord. Enter into my heart. Make a difference. Help me to flourish this year. In Jesus' name. Father, I pray for these ones that your hand will be strong upon them. They've given their life to you. From today, they are born again. From now, henceforth, let no man, let no demon trouble them. For they bear in their body the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for saving them. We give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, and everybody shout. Praise God. Please look at that lady. Please follow her. They want to just share some things with you very quickly. Please just follow her. Put hands together. God bless you.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Visit spiritnerds.org to download more MP3 sermons of your favorite preachers. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com.